Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now, let's find out what's going on. Joining us this morning is Julie Mallard with the United Way of Delta County and Mallory Klickner with Great Start. They're going to be talking about kindergarten readiness programs. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us in.
First of all, Julie, you had a summit the last time we talked.
We did.
And so how did that go?
It went really well. You know, this was the third one of these summits we have. And for listeners who aren't familiar with what we're talking about, this is something we've done periodically over the past year, getting groups of people who work in early childhood together to talk about the issues. You know, when United Way decided to work on school readiness, it's like, okay, what do we need to do here? And how can we, you know, support the work that's already happening or fill in gaps that aren't happening? And what we learned from many conversations and the other summits where we gathered lots of people together to talk about this was that there's a lot of need for social-emotional supports, social-emotional development, social-emotional learning. I keep saying I want a different term for social-emotional. But basically, you know, behaviors and identifying feelings. And that's what we talk about, little kids that have these big feelings that they don't always understand how to express, or they don't have the language skills to express. So they cry and scream. So, I mean, there's kind of a lot of that going on. But also, because we're working in school readiness, a big part of it is what do kids need to be ready for kindergarten? So we've really been starting to focus in on that. And the other thing we're focusing a lot on right now is how do we measure, like whatever we do, how do we know that we're making progress? You know, we need to be measurable. So we're looking at data now. We're looking at social emotional learning. We're also looking at messaging, how to make sure that our community is aware of why we're working on this and why this is so important. Even if you don't have a preschooler in your family, this is important for our whole community because this is the future of our kids and our education system and our future leaders, really. So this is, we've kind of broken it out now into buckets, and we had the summit a couple weeks ago and had another good discussion. We're getting people to raise their hands and say, you know, I want to help you work on this. We're putting together, you know, work groups and, you know, continue. We already have another summit planned for March. It's kind of fascinating to me that we're getting so many teachers and daycare workers and school personnel and others in early childhood who are willing to give up an evening to come and do this with us and have these conversations. So we really appreciate the participation and we're excited for the future, even if it goes a little slower. I talked about that before. I think that it's the timeline was not what I expected it would be, but I think we're doing some really good work and forging some good partnerships.
Mallory, I'm going to assume you were at that summit.
I was at that summit, okay. Yes. Lots of good work happening.
So tell me, through Great Start, what your interest in this is.
So we were excited that the United Way was eager to jump on with us to partner with kindergarten readiness bags that we're working on with the Great Start Collaborative. So we are getting materials and resources in the hands of families and all incoming kindergartners this year. Those bags include all kinds of materials that will engage family learning and just to prepare those kindergartners for that transition into the K-12 system. So we produce 600 bags that will be handed out district-wide across Delta and Schoolcraft at all the kindergarten screenings this year.
It's only February. When are those held?
They're usually held in the spring. So right now they're doing registration, and then usually into the spring and summer they start with the screenings.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's in those bags that would help out?
So there's all different types of things. We wanted to do reusable materials so that if you were limited on resources, you wouldn't have to go out and print more worksheets or purchase things. So we have dry erase boards. We have all kinds of traceables that go into a plastic pocket that you can retrace your letters, your numbers. We have, I know Julie touched on the social emotional learning being a huge need. So we have feeling face mats with Play-Doh included. So you can use them to talk about your children, what they're feeling that day, and they can shape out a face on the Play-Doh mat. They're really big in our preschool rooms right now. There's also lacing cards, pencils with the little grips to help improve your pencil grip, cutting practice sheets, all kinds of good things.
Okay, so that is quite a bag of getting things started. You don't think of things like that, like how to grip the pencil better.
Or right.
When you're shopping to get kids ready for for school, right?
Yes.
All right. So the kindergarten readiness program is obviously very important to United Way.
Yes, for sure. And everything she talked about is really designed to encourage ongoing interaction between parents or really care. We say parents kind of generically, but caregivers, any adult or even older siblings can work with the little ones just to make it fun. You know, I think back to my kids' kindergarten screenings a long time ago, and we think, you know, make sure that they do everything right and they answer. You know, it's very kind of stressful because you're thinking if they don't answer the questions right or if they don't know how to, you know, if their fine motor skills or their large motor skills aren't developed, you know, they might not make it into kindergarten, or they're going to say they have to do readiness kindergarten. And that's another thing that we've talked about in these summits a little bit, but as a United Way team too, is wanting to remove any perceived stigma that if your child goes into readiness kindergarten instead of regular, or sometimes they call it beginnergarten, there's I think a few different names,
yep.
But that's not a bad thing. It doesn't mean that your child is less than the other children or not as smart.
Well, now the governor wants all kids of that age into that program.
Well, it's free preschool. Yeah, that's four-year-old preschool,
yep,
right?
Yep, they're steamheading free preschool for all, and it looks like she wants it 2 years earlier than originally anticipated, so getting ready for that as well.
Well, that beginnergarten is preschool, basically, isn't it? So
no.
There's preschool, beginnergarten, then kindergarten?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and then first grade.
Yes.
Got it.
Right, so it's beginnergarten is kind of an extra year of kindergarten. So it's like early kindergarten, I guess.
Okay.
I'm looking at Mallory because this is her world that she works in, and I'm kind of learning as I go.
Well, Mallory, Great Start Collaborative. Mm-hmm. You've been around a few years, but just give people an idea what the program's about and why partner with the United Way.
So the United Way is mimicking, I think, the same mission that Great Start Collaborative is. You know, we want to bring resources to families. We want to get kids ready for school. We really want to service those kids in that 0 to all the way up to 8 range. So just taking care of our community and the children that's in it.
And the purpose of Great Start is to do what? What's the mission of Great Start? Your program.
She's looking at me because I've been involved. I honestly have been involved with Great Start since it started here in Delta. It changed names a few times. There were different collaborative groups that met. But my gosh, it's been probably 15 years or so and really it's serving families with young children. We set the parameters of 0 to 8, but it's health, it's education, it's wellness, it's family supports, parenting, education kind of. So really, a holistic view of supporting families with young children and helping them have a healthy, happy start in life.
Different names. I thought this was a national program, Great Start.
It's a statewide program. So it's funding from the state that is focused on early childhood and
to get kids a good start in education and life.
Life in general. So that's why it rolls into the health and stuff. And the collaborative body, you know, pulls together lots of different agencies and, you know, government people, lots of different people. And like I've been on it as United Way representative, you know, the whole time. But it's given me some great connections, too. And I always learn from going to the meetings. And
why is it important to give those kids that early start?
Because we want to prepare them for kindergarten, of course, but there's all these opportunities to connect with them way before then. So all the intervention pieces way before then, and just get them ready. We don't want families out there not having the resources that are available. So just connecting them to those pieces is important.
Is it a difficult process? Because generally, although now with preschool, you know where they are, but you don't always know before they end up in kindergarten who they might be. right? Connecting with those families can be difficult.
Right, right. And I think that's why the collaborative piece is so important. We bring in all kinds of different organizations throughout the community to work together, to put our heads together with how we can reach those families, with how we can relate to those families, with how we can reach those children. Mm-hmm. So there's all different organizations throughout the community working together to make it possible, I think. So
at least until the state starts that early program. Where then everybody's going to be involved in it, right?
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, and I think about the healthcare piece a lot because I remember when I first started with the collaborative, they would talk about, you know, there are families out there that don't have a primary care provider. And I was like, really? Because, you know, when I had my babies, you know, we had the well child checks and, you know, they went to the dentist when they were little and all the things. But not everybody has that and they don't always know why it's important. And I remember thinking when my kids were little, like, why does my baby have to go to the dentist when they don't even have any teeth yet? You know, or actually, I don't think they go quite that early, but it was all her baby teeth. And yeah, that was, I think she was three, but whatever. I was like, you know, isn't this kind of early for a dental appointment? And they're like, no, it's very important to start young. And not everybody has access to that information or knows, you know, where to go or where to find different resources. So I think it really is important to get the word out. We can't assume, I guess this is in my general work with United Way and lots of different populations in the community, you can't assume that everybody does things the way you were taught to do things or, mm-hmm. you know, that everybody has the access to resources that you may have had. Or so when I say you, I mean me. But, you know, it's kind of a natural thing to go, well, yeah, doesn't everybody do that with their babies? So it really is good to have a group that's working together and focused on making sure that families know about the resources and know why things are important and encourage them to take those early steps to make sure that their kids are getting a great start.
Anything either one of you want people to know more about this?
Just I think that these kindergarten readiness bags are a new mm-hmm. Program that we're really excited to be able to offer. And it kind of comes back to some of our early conversations with United Way when we started talking about school readiness, asking parents what they need. And one of the things they said is, like, we don't really even know what it takes, you know, always to, what our kids need to be able to do or know to be ready for kindergarten. And I had somebody just the other day mention that they had a child who had recently started kindergarten and said, you know, these kids are already reading words. And, you know, I didn't realize that it was, you know, going to be reading words. And my child knows letters, but we're not. So she kind of felt like her child was a little bit behind. And this came up last year when we did a parent survey, too. So I think having these kindergarten readiness bags is going to really be a boost for parents, especially parents who aren't quite sure what kids need to know. And then it gives them the summer to work on some things, too. So, like, if they go through the kindergarten screening and they say, well, you know, your child, you know, struggled a little bit to use scissors or, you know, some kind of little thing, you know, you can work with them in the coming months. So by the time they do start kindergarten in August, you know, they'll have had a little bit more time to prepare.
What will the March summit then be about?
The March summit, we're actually starting now to get, we've been doing a lot of brainstorming and information gathering and talking. Now we're starting to divide into groups. So I mentioned kind of the three areas that we're looking at now is the social emotional learning and social emotional readiness, and then messaging and data collection. Because one of the primary things we're working on right now is incorporating social emotional assessment into the kindergarten screenings, because right now there isn't a lot of that. And we have a couple schools that have said they would like to pilot that for us and, you know, just try, because there are preschoolers out there that do assessments of social emotional things with the kids. But it's not always being shared as they transition into kindergarten. So that's a goal that we have. And originally we had hoped to do it this spring. You know, we're going to get it, all the schools doing this. And then we started asking questions. Well, are all the kids going to get screened? You know, how often are they going to get screened again so you can see if there's progress? Are the teachers going to have time to do that? Is everybody on board? And just within our team, we had a lot of questions. So we said, maybe we should take a step back, pilot it, see how it goes, and then, you know, before we roll it out to the whole county. So that's another thing that we're working on now. So the summit in March will be a continuation of those.
If people want to support the program, they can donate online at...
Absolutely. At uwdelta.org/donate. You can always give me a call at the United Way office at 906-786-3736. Or if you want to send a check the old-fashioned way through the mail, it's United Way of Delta County at P.O. Box 1005 in Escanaba.
Julie Mallard is with the United Way of Delta County. Mallory Klickner is with Great Start Collaborative. They're both talking about early childhood programs here in Delta County. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.